This is Phoenix FM.
I don't know what to say about that one. Now, it is her favourite lady singer, so I thought I'd play it in the background.
Thank you.
Joined in the studio by Molly Miller. It's just been... By Molly. Thanks, Molly. By Molly Miller, who's here with Just Molly. Don't forget, Molly writes for the Gazette series and has her own blog as well. And she's our resident beauty expert. Good morning, my dear.
Hello.
Lovely to see you in the studio.
And it's lovely to see you too.
So how you been? Okay?
I'm really good, yeah. And I've got so many products in as well. So
Bit of a product overload this morning.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to be talking really quickly. So my mum will ring me up afterwards and say, Molly, nobody could understand a word you were saying because you were talking so quickly.
Well, there is that. But yeah, we'll get on to your first product then.
Okay. Well, first of all, can I mention about my competition? So I write for the Chronicles and Gazettes in Essex, and I've launched a competition last week, which is a Valentine's one. Basically, one lucky reader has got to email me in no more than 30 words on why they should win this, which is a makeover and hair makeover in their own home. This is on Valentine's Day, followed by Mackenzie Arnold. Their executive car service will take them to the Rare Cow in Billericay, where they will be meted by one hot male model, Danny Whisker, and he is so nice. He's lovely. And then you'll have a lovely meal at the Red Cow, and then the car will take you back home. So you've just got to email me at askmollybeauty@gmail.com in no more than 30 words why you should win this competition.
Excellent. There's going to be photographers there taking photographs.
Oh yes, there'll be photographers there, so taking photographs the whole time. So, and then it will appear in a feature in the papers the following week. You don't have to enter, because of course if no one enters, then I get to go on the date instead.
I might enter it. Am I allowed?
Oh, you are. Oh, it's open from anybody over the age of 18.
There we go.
And they have to go home in the car. I'm not responsible for anything that happens afterwards. The competition closes at midnight. That's Cinderella.
Oh dear. Right, yes. There we go.
Right, so and the other one that I've got as well that's coming up in the paper this week, which I just wanted to mention, is I'm trying to do more features on weight training, how a lot of people, me included, do a lot of cardio training, whereas weights is really important. And I know it's really expensive to join a gym at the moment, but Absolute Gym, which is in Brentwood, is brand new. That you can just go there and you don't have to pay.
And also, don't forget, we've got the fabulous brand new gym here at the Brentwood Centre.
And the Brentwood Centre, yeah. Okay, so, and which again, it's pay as you go. So you don't have to have these big membership fees. So,
no, yeah.
Right, okay, right. My first thing that I wanted to feature was this calendar that I've been sent in. Now, I know we're in January, coming up to February, but if you haven't got your calendar yet, or if you want to do your bit for charity, this is for Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Yeah.
If you go on to Just Giving / Shimmy and Groove, I'll put all these details up afterwards. It's a £10 calendar, of which £7.20 is given to Great Ormond Street, and features some lovely local ladies.
Oh, brilliant.
Sort of posing and all different things. So yeah, that's even got a calendar. Now on to beauty. So first of all, I'm going to go to Dermalogica. Dermalogica have brought out, this is brand new, their pre-cleanse wipes. They have their product, which is the pre-cleanse, which is lovely. It's like an oil.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with Dermalogica and most beauty salons is that you must always cleanse twice. It's a double cleanse. And these ones, what it is normally, it's an oil, and you put it all on into your face and it melts all the makeup and so on. Then you add a bit of water and it emulsifies into a real milky consistency, and then just wash it off. This is the same, exactly the same, but they've put it into a pre-cleanse wipe, and they're so easy to use. They get rid of all your makeup. They're ideal for gym bags. They're £14.60 for 20, which I know that sounds expensive, but they remove sunscreen. They've got in them olive oil, apricot kernel oil. So they're really good. They remove absolutely everything, all excess sebum from your skin. So yeah, they're my favourite at the moment. That's one of my favourite.
How much are they?
£14.60.
Right, so they're about the size of a pack of a normal set of face wipes, but
yes,
they are Dermalogica.
But they're Dermalogica, so they're a really, really good one. The second one, now, I haven't tested these, but they did get them over to me and I wanted to mention them. It's a Mero Maya. It's the Iconic Youth Serum and the Pure Radiance Mask. Now, this is available from Debenhams, or you can go onto their website. Now, the serum is £34 and the mask is £19.50. And I don't know if you want to open it and have a look. So the serum has got in it, and I'm reading this from the press release, which I do sometimes, you know, if I haven't had time to test and so on and research all the ingredients, which I do like to do, but I haven't had time. This has got in it 10 active ingredients, the full concentration. It's got in it, a natural source of omega 3, 6, and 9 acids. So it really helps with the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, prevents skin aging, it protects the skin from radicals of pollution and so on. And the mask is really good for improving radiance and luminosity. So if you're going out in the evening, this is a really nice one to make your skin kind of just give it a glow. It's a real pick me up mask. Yeah. It's not one, although it helps with hydration, it also helps with hyperpigmentation, and it's also got in it kombucha. Yeah. You know the kombucha tea? It's that, so it's really, really good. It's like fungus, isn't it?
But
it's
this has
really
debuted actually at the weekend. You can get it for £24.98 for a 3-piece discovery kit on QVC.
Oh, can you?
And they've got fantastic, this serum has got absolutely fantastic reviews.
Excellent.
QVC, but it's just literally the weekend because I recognise the name. So if you want to get it and you don't want to pay the, because they're doing a try me price, you can get this, you get the cleanser, you get the serum.
Right.
And it's £24.98, but the cleanser's a full size.
Oh,
which is
right,
unbelievable
excellent.
Value
it's
as well.
Really, really good. As I say, the mask is £19.50, and the serum here is £34, and you can get it from John Lewis as well.
Yeah, it's high end, definitely.
Yeah,
high-end,
really, really good. Really good product. Next, I want to go on to, so I'm doing all my cleansers and things, and I'm, I was going, sorry, I'm talking 10 to the dozen here. Next, I'm going to go on to Elemis. Now, I know you love your Elemis, and we always love Elemis, and they have got these fabulous gift sets out, which is only £35. They've got four different types, and you're saving around £43 on these. This has got in it the Tri-Enzyme Resurfacing Facial Wash, the Soothing Apricot Toner, and the Pro Radiance Illuminating Flash Balm. The wash and the toner are both full sizes, and the flash balm is like a sort of travel size. But what I love about, I mean, the Tri-Enzyme is for stimulating cell renewal, and the Soothing Apricot Toner is, as it is, it soothes. But I love the smell of Elemis.
Yeah.
I love the consistency. And these are all the radiance sets. So it's really good for sensitive and delicate and hormonal skin. And also a little tip is with the toner, you can soak eye pads in it and just place them on your eyes to just as a pick-me-up. The cleanser is non-abrasive, and it's got in it the moringa. I can never say it. Moringa oil, which helps again protect against environmental damage.
I love Elemis.
Elemis is lovely, and I say that's a really, really good price.
They've come down it's gone down quite a bit.
It has. You know what? I think they've made it much more readily available to people.
Yep.
You can buy it in Debenhams now. I never know if that's a good move or not. But I love Elemis, is one of my favourites, one of my favourite brands.
Yeah.
And I just think when it's salon exclusive, you do feel it's salon exclusive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then if you start sending it, but I think they have such a big demand for it.
Yeah.
Because the products are
so good.
The
Pro Collagen Marine Cream is one of the best selling creams
gorgeous.
Ever.
Gorgeous.
It's
really, really good. Yeah. Next, I want to go on to this, which is the Structure Dust Matte Hair Powder, which I didn't realise is from Joico. I'm sure it's made by Joico. Anyway, this is absolutely brilliant. I met a PR Caroline on Thursday, and I was going out for the evening, went to see the Nutcracker, and she gave me this, and she said to me, because my hair got a bit wet and flat and everything from the rain, and all you do is you just sprinkle a bit. Now, it is a dry shampoo, but I can honestly say I've never had texture on my hair when I use this. This is amazing. It literally doubled each strand, and I'm one of these that I only go by tried and tested, because you know, obviously I want my readers to enjoy, you know, and believe at what I'm saying. But this is absolutely brilliant. It's good for anybody with fine hair, anybody that just wants to give it like real extra oomph. And it's a powder, but you only need a tiny amount. You can even just put it sort of onto the edge of your hair to define. But yeah, it's really good. And you can put it onto, it's got hair lightly sprinkled onto damp hair. I suppose my hair was a bit damp. But really good one.
Do you can you use it on the roots and then use it all over?
Yeah. Only need a tiny amount, literally a tiny, tiny amount. You can use it on your roots to add volume, or you can just put it on the ends of your hair for texture. And what you can do is, say you've had your hair blow dry, professionally blow dried, and then you want it to last next day, just put a little bit of that on. But I think it's really good. I actually like it for giving volume.
Excellent.
So which is really important, because this season is all about mermaid wavy volume hair. It's not
just as well. I've got my pro curlers indoors.
Oh, did you get them?
I bought them. Yeah, it was.
Did you like them?
I did. I bought them from QVC, and unfortunately, I was using them on Saturday to curl my hair. This is the Babyliss curler.
Yeah.
And the light was flashing, so I'm probably going to have to send them back. So I think they've got a fault, which is a bit of a disappointment. Right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Phoenix FM.
I'm joined in the studio by our resident beauty expert, Molly Miller, who writes for The Chronicle and goes all over Essex, basically has a blog, writes for the Brentwood Gazette, and she's here today with loads more beauty products. What have you just put on your face?
I've just put my face. Oh, it's amazing. It's lovely. It's, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong, I know I am, but it's called Epionce. Mm-hmm. And it's available from the Anti-Aging Clinic, which is in Chelmsford. And they contacted me about going down and having some treatments.
Yeah.
And I said to them, well, look, send me sort of some of the products, the kind of thing that you use. Now, this is a renewal facial cream, but it's got in it so many good ingredients. So it's got in it safflower. I can't say it. Sorry. It's got in it safflower seed, which is an antioxidant and an essential fatty acid. It's got in it, it's actually linolenic acid, which is really good for dry skin. It's got in it meadow foam, which again contains several fatty acids. It's got in it malic acid, which is a gentle exfoliator. It's got in it sodium hyaluronate, which is this salt form of hyaluronate. So it's very moisturising, so it helps prevent moisture loss. And what I love about it is, as with a lot of creams, but it's non-comedogenic, I can say, and paraben free, which I'm really hot on paraben free things, because you know it's been linked, they've found these parabens, it's been linked with breast cancer tumours and so on. So that's why I always go for something that's paraben free. It's parabens are basically a group of chemicals, but yeah, they have been found in breast cancer tumours.
Right.
So this is a really brilliant product. It is expensive, it's £74, but it will last, you know, a good few months. And I love the jar, and whilst I know I'm always funny with glass jars, they, you know, with putting bacteria in, I prefer tube, they do provide a spatula with it as well.
Yep.
So it's sort of bacteria friendly, so to speak. And you only need a tiny bit. It's this one here, the Renewal Facial Cream, is really good for dry, sensitive skin. And it, again, it helps the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and so on. And you know what? The ingredients are so good. Sometimes I look at a cream and I think, oh, that's not going to do much. But you really do notice a difference with these ones that are only available in salons. I mean, people come back time and time again to buy them.
Yep.
And they are expensive for a reason. And, you know, the packaging is not over the top, I suppose, on this. So,
no.
And I really do like it. I haven't tested it a lot. I've only just, you know, tested it a little bit. But it immediately makes your skin feel really comfortable. I suffer from tight, itchy skin, quite dry skin, very dehydrated, and this does. I put it on the other day and literally the whole day my skin felt really supple. So that's probably one of the best ones that I've tested for quite a while.
I just have to say, I think Pip, she's got beautiful skin. She hasn't she? You have got beautiful skin. You really have.
Well, do you know what? I do think it's genetic. A lot of it's genetic, but I don't smoke.
No.
I do drink.
Yeah, there's not now, though. She's not drinking now.
Got a bottle of wine under it. I don't drink loads. Actually, no, it's a lie. I drink on a Friday night. But I do...
Don't embellish.
Okay, I don't have to justify myself.
You don't have to justify. You've got too many products.
I've got too many products. Right. So my next product is I don't know what to go do first. Birchbox. I love Birchbox. For £10 a month for a subscription, you get every month a beautiful little goodie bag. Now I have featured Birchbox before on here, and their January one is lovely. You've got in it the Philip Kingsley Moisture Balancing Conditioner. You've got in it Rodial, which is a bee venom moisturiser, very good. You've got in it the Vasanti Detox Cleanser. You've got Misu Soup. And you've got the Pore Professional from Benefit. They're all top brands that you would find in Space NK, Harrods, Selfridges. You will not find them in your mainstream sort of chemist. And they're really good, and it literally is just £10 a month plus P&P if you go onto Birchbox. And I think what a fantastic Valentine's gift. I'd love that if somebody got me that for Valentine's,
yeah.
Because you're getting your surprise every month. It's almost like a reminder every month, oh, I really love you. Here's a box.
Oh, sorry, you thought you were giving it to me.
No,
sorry.
I'm not giving it to you.
I really love you, and you're not getting nothing.
Yeah, you're not getting anything. Next, for Valentine's Day as well, I've got La Perla in Rosa. Have a whiff of that. La Perla is really nice. Now, this is £31. It's available from John Lewis. It's lovely. It's very feminine. I'm just reading again. I'm reading off the press release, which I again will do.
Really, that's lovely.
It's really nice, isn't it? It's very elegant, and it's got in it raspberry crisp pear and a pinch of pink pepper. The heart notes are rose, and the base notes are sandalwood, which is very... Yeah. Sandalwood's very sensual, isn't it? It's very sexy sandalwood. It's a beautiful... Because I don't think it's overpowering.
No.
It's not overpowering at all, is it? And
no.
So that's La Perla in Rosa. I love it. My favourite one, though, is actually this aftershave. Now, when the PR, Caroline, again, bless her, thank you, Caroline, when she gave me this on Thursday, the first thing was, this is just like my Tom Ford perfume, which... I will tell you, my Tom Ford perfume was about £150.
Sorry.
No, no.
Pip's just fainted in the corner there, sorry.
It was my treat that I bought about a year ago, and I only bring it out for very, very special occasions, and it's Tuscan leather, and I'm not going to give a big plug to Tom Ford because this is the Ferrari Leather Essence. Now, this is still expensive. I mean, but saying that, this is only a sample bottle. It's £79 for 100 mils. This is an aftershave. I love it because it reminds me of my Tom Ford perfume. Mm. It is like leather. It's very sexy. It's got it tonka bean, black steel accord. It's got it cinnamon, lavender. I think that's quite unisex. As I say, that's it. I think it's quite unisex.
Yeah.
I will wear that. That is going to be my, if I got that for a guy, I'd be wearing it for myself. He wouldn't get a look in.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, no one's getting anything from me this year. No one's getting anything from me. I'm actually going on my date Valentine's Day.
Oh, lovely.
Well, yeah, I'll be following the photographer to the to the competition.
Oh yeah, sorry. I thought it was a little date you had.
No,
well, it kind of will be. You can have a bit of the food. They won't mind.
I can't eat the food, but anyway, I'll be there with the photographer. So,
well, hopefully, it'll be a nice photographer and it'll be like a date. Oh, sorry. Don't say that. Will you just stop? You're fine. It. Get on with it.
Right. Finally, from Lush. Lush do the best gifts. They do. I know that when you walk past the shop, sometimes it gives you a headache. It always gives me a bit of a headache when I walk past Lush in Lakeside. But without a doubt, they do the best gifts. And I actually had a Lush bath the other day, and I love them. So this is really reasonable. They've got a whole load of ones. They've got, first of all, you've got Prince Charming shower gel. You've got Close to You massage bar, which is £5.50. Oh, yeah. You've got the Love Locket bath ballistic. Now, how amazing is, first of all, their products have got loads of essential oils in them. So it's, you do get, they save on packaging and things like that, but everything's also, they're very, very eco-friendly with all their packaging. So the Love Locket bath ballistic, you put it in the water. Now, I haven't tested this one, but if I can find out what it does. So basically, you put it in, and inside you've got like a little heart locket. How nice is that?
This is all Valentine's Day.
And what happens is when you put it in, all paper hearts float into your bath.
Oh, that's about the only good bit of joy I get on Valentine's Day, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it might clog up your bath, but you know.
I have to say, with Lush products, and this is going to show how old I am, I remember before they didn't have the shops, you used to have to be at, and it wasn't
cosmetics
online.
To go.
Yeah, you used to get a little leaflet, and I remember all that stuff.
I used to,
the newspaper used to come through and be like, oh, what can I order now?
Yes.
And they'd be like ticking stuff
off. I did exactly the same. I used to order it when it first came out, and it was cosmetics to go.
Yeah, that was it.
But this gift here, which is lovely, now this one's £26.50.
Let me smell Prince Charming.
But in here you've got Turkish Delight shower smoothie, Neon Love soap, Dust Till Dawn massage bar, Red Fun, ooh la la.
I could have an even on my own.
And yeah, and look at this, the Kiss lip gloss, which is lovely. So you could have an even on your own.
Just covered in paper hearts and massage oil.
Oh.
I'm sorry, sorry.
Do you know what?
I'm just thinking about getting out of the bath down the stairs. But don't just,
I know. Well, I opened the bath. I thought it was the postman today, and I had just a towel on, and it wasn't. It was Jehovah's Witnesses. So I kind of lied. There was two of them. And I just went, I'm busy. Like the postman, he's used to seeing me in my towel. He knows what I do because of all the products. But the Jehovah's Witnesses.
How do we call the Jehovah's Witness? We do an abuse.
I know.
I always open the door. Whenever I get Jehovah's, when they do come round to knock at me, I always take the book and I'm always polite.
Because yeah, I'm a born again Christian. So I always say, I'm a born again Christian. Sorry.
We just say you've had a blood transfusion, they'll be gone. Because it's the work of the devil.
If
Jehovah's Witness, they don't believe in sort of like kidney transplants.
No, they don't. No, if your child's not very well. So really, that is all I've got. But I have got some last minute news on what's in for now trends. So, oh, I like your nails. They're lovely. They're not in trend though. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
So this is by Izzy Jaffa. This is just a press release that I've been sent. She's a salon owner of Institut de Beauté. This is the SS14, the spring summer 14 now trends. So Metallic is still in. I love Metallic. Absolutely love Metallic. Barely their news. Actually, I lied. Yours are in because of barely their news. although most people are going for a matte finish.
Yep.
Gothic black is in. And bold and bright is in as well. So basically, it's a bit of everything. Makeup wise, I've been looking at. So the makeup this, and I'm going to be doing spring makeup. You're looking at tangerine lips are really in again. They were in last year, but this time they're more sort of real, not bright orange, but tangerine colour. For eyes, it's all about the lashes. It's goodbye eyebrows, goodbye thick eyebrows.
Go for that.
I know, because we were having this discussion, weren't we? Yeah. You brought the discussion up, and it's a horrible look. The black eyebrows with the
It's not if you HD brows and they're done nicely.
HD are lovely.
It's when you've got sort of dark hair or light hair, and these girls have just absolutely like charcoal black eyebrows, because you look at them and they could be the most beautiful girl in the world, but the only thing you see is these black drawn in eyebrows. You don't look at their faces.
It's horrible. And what I do, actually a PR that I spoke to, she's sending me this stencil eyebrow kit that's supposed to be really, really good. They're sending it in Dubai, they're sending it sort of worldwide, so I'll bring that in next time. But what concerns me is when you have all these people that go for permanent tattoo in makeup. It's not semi-permanent now, it's permanent tattoo in makeup, and they don't take into consideration what their natural hair colour is or what their natural eye colour is. I mean, a good permanent makeup artist will try and steer them in the right direction.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's one person who I will not mention any names that's had hers done, and she had dark hair at the time, so she had her dark eyebrows done. Now she's gone blonde, and it just looks odd. All you can see is her eyebrows.
Yeah.
That's all you can see. And again, even with the HD, I love the HD and I love the style, how they do. I think they're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I have mine done. But there's that uniformed look, which I just don't like. It's almost like with the exaggerated straight edge here. And then, you know, I don't like it. It's a trend, and I think really you should go with what suits you and suits your face shape.
Yeah, I bag over the head in most cases. Now, Lynn Heath from the French Quarter. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. I love you.
I love you, Lynn. She was saying she's listening to the word. She said, "My lovely ladies are on. Did I hear the words anti-aging? Everything we do is anti-aging, Lynn."
But Lynn looks stunning.
Lynn always looks stunning. I've never seen.
Smell that.
You know, some people. I've never seen Lynn. Every event we've ever been to, Lynn turns up and she just looks even more glamorous she does when she's in the shop.
She does, and she's got that real. Like Lynn's shop is very chic.
Yeah.
Lynn is like her.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing that I'm doing for a feature, actually, which I'll quickly tell you about. I've got two girls came over yesterday. Now, one was a buyer for Topshop and one was a buyer for Warehouse. Mm-hmm. And they're wardrobe organisers. So I did the before shots. My wardrobe's in an absolute state. Like, literally, you can't fit any. I've got about seven wardrobes because I've got them in the spare room as well. You cannot fit anything else in them. Everything's just crammed in. They're horrific. So we did the before shots yesterday, and they come in for two whole days, and they literally box everything. They organise it all. They go through absolutely everything. They put it all out on rails. And because obviously they've gone to all the London Fashion Week. They know what's going to be in and what's not. They don't throw any of your clothes away if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But they're going to organise me, and I can't wait. I'm so excited because I actually feel sick. You know, it's the same feeling I get when I used to open up my credit card bill when I was younger. I get that sick feeling. It's like, yeah, I used to be very, very in debt, and I get this real sick feeling when I open my cupboards up in the morning. But that's why I grab the nearest thing that's there. That's why I'm always in leggings.
Yeah, and a tutu today, surprisingly. Love, it's an amazing outfit.
It's not a tutu. It's a black long jumper. It looks like a tutu.
That's what I've got on. That's what I've got. But leggings, which I live
leggings,
in.
Yeah, because they're so comfortable. You can eat with leggings. And you put again on Facebook about leggings. A man in leggings, that's gross.
I know it's not right. Well, for the younger generation, it's not too bad.
Oh, but, no, it's gross. I mean, you can see everything. I mean, you know, I don't even like it when they're at the gym.
Your ears. Right, so we've only got about 20 seconds to go.
Okay, men in leggings, don't do it.
Don't do it. So you will be back in 2 weeks' time. Yes. Now, give us a hint for your blog.
Oh, my blog is www.askmollybeauty.com. So a lot of my features go up on there, and makeup reviews. And if you've got anything you want me to review, just email me at askmollybeauty@gmail.com.